Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today I'm speaking with Ellen Belcher. She's the editor of the editorial page of the Dayton Daily News. Thanks for being here.
So great to be here.
A Dayton Daily News editorial this week addressed the themes of Governor John Kasich's State of the State speech. What was your impression?
Well, I think it was vintage John Kasich. He did not use a teleprompter. He spoke from notes. And one of the things I said in the editorial is that what was lacking in polished oratory, if you will, he made up for with passion and energy because, I mean, he was swinging his arms. He was raising his voice. He was extremely animated. And he obviously feels very strongly about the issues. And I can easily picture him on Wall Street. I mean, he is a rainmaker. He likes to get in there and stir the pot. And he's got a real salesman-like side to him. And so I think that's what we saw mostly in that speech.
In his speech, Governor Kasich did mention Dayton. And he says we ought to put an enterprise zone outside of the gate of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Do you know about this idea, and is it one that has traction?
I don't know the details about that, but I do know that John Kasich is really working hard to identify what he considers our untapped resources. And a lot of people believe that the base is just an unrealized resource and that there's so much that happens behind the fence that for, you know, national security reasons or because we're not good at understanding a complicated military structure, that we don't know how to leverage the research they do at the research labs, or we don't know how to promote our companies for the, you know, literally tens and hundreds of millions of dollars of contracts that they let each year. And so, I mean, I think that's the focus he's going to have. It was really pretty, it was pretty much a 30,000 feet speech. He walked through different areas of the state, but when he talked about Dayton, it was to mention NCR and how that, you know, should never happen again, and the base. Everything else is sort of like Dayton is like the rest of the state in terms of, you know, the fallout that's going to happen. I mean, the school boards here are going to be in no different position than the school boards in Cleveland or Columbus. You know, everybody's going to sort of be finding their way under a new set of rules that has just not been the tradition in Ohio. I do think he needs to be corrected on one thing. He mentioned Dayton actually a couple times, and he was talking about NCR leaving, and he talked about the world headquarters being an empty building. I can assure you that that building is not empty and probably made the University of Dayton wince because the building is now the headquarters for its research institute, and it's far from empty.
Kasich will be revealing his budget next week. Was there any indication in his speech about who can expect the cuts?
He focused a lot on the Medicaid budget, which Republican governor before him, George Voinovich, called the Pac-Man of the state budget. Medicaid just keeps going up and up and up in terms of the amount that it consumes of the general fund budget. And the big driver in that portion of the budget is not the health care that's provided to poor families, but in fact, it's the cost for nursing home care for the elderly who have to go into a nursing home and very quickly run through their resources and end up on Medicaid. And Ohio traditionally has been a real laggard in adopting home health care as an option to nursing homes. A lot of people who don't have money end up in nursing homes only because they can't afford to have someone help them with their meals or the small things that might allow them to stay out of a nursing home. And in other states, the proportion of state Medicaid spending on in-home health care is much, much larger than it is in Ohio. And what he said very directly in the speech is that this tradition of protecting nursing homes who haven't wanted to change their business models is over, and that we're going to, as Governor Kasich speaking, now that we're going to start watching out for our parents and our elderly relatives and doing what's best for them. And clearly they want to stay in their own home. And we need to make that happen because not only is it what they want, but it's much more affordable than nursing home care. So he really singled out the nursing home industry and went after them pretty hard. And in fact, he's right about that. The nursing home lobby has traditionally been extremely powerful in Ohio and showered both Democrats and Republicans with lots of campaign contributions.
I've been speaking with Ellen Belcher. She's the editor of the editorial page at the Dayton Daily News. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.